Thank you for calling customer service. This is Kyle speaking. How can I help you today?
Hi. I got some charges on my card here, and I'm not sure what they're from.
Okay.
Can you help me out with that?
I think I should be able to if I can get you pulled up in my system here. Can I get a zip code to look you up with?
54650.
Alrighty. And what would be the first and last name at that billing address?
Mike Knutson.
Okay.
328 4th Avenue North, Onalaska, Wisconsin.
You said 328 4th Avenue North?
Yes.
Alright, give me just one second. Let me see if I can find you here.
I don't know if it's something that my wife had ordered or what, but.
Okay, we'll look at it. I think I was able to find you. And that Knutson, is that K-N-U-D-T-S-O-N?
Correct.
Okay, I think I found you here. I'm loading up your transaction history. As soon as it pops up, we should be able to figure this out.
Okay.
Normally, I'd have to ask you to verify your address, but you already did that, so. And just to confirm while we wait here when it loads up, is a good email for you mkmknutson@aol.com?
Correct.
They still have an aol.com? You can still choose check emails with that thing?
I'm still using it.
My goodness. You about run out of the CDs of the free trials of 60 hours of internet?
good one.
All right, we're loaded up here. Let's see what's going on.
I don't know. I've got a couple of charges on here from this, and I don't know. I don't know what it is, so.
Okay. So I see here the earliest charge I can see was on November 12th, and it was for $8.25 it was the shipping and handling for a free Stealth Elite drone welcoming gift. Does that ring any bells?
November 12th. All right. I got. All I'm seeing on here that I keep on getting charges for were, it says day and night available. That's the number I'm calling right now, so I don't know what that is.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and let you know. I work with a third-party call center that services over 100 different online vendors that we're contracted out through to do customer service for. So I don't know any exact company names or anything that you might recognize. Well, on my end, all I can see is the transaction amount, the date, the order ID for that transaction. And it gives me a little designation to say what product it is. And so on my end, I see on the 12th, it was $8.25, and it says Stealth Elite Drone. And that sounds like a little smaller drone that would have been a free welcoming gift that you just had to pay shipping and handling for.
Okay, I got that one. That's fine.
Okay, so that.
But now I'm going back. Let's see here. I'm going back. So that was back in November?
Yes, November 12th is what it's saying on my screen.
So I'm going into. So I have one on November 21st
for 6732.
Yep.
Yeah, so that that original 825 for shipping and handling for that free welcome and gift stealth drone, it was actually welcoming you to our Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online discount gadget store. And on that website where the credit card info would have been entered in the terms and conditions at the bottom, it does state that if you don't call back within 48 to 72 hours, it does enroll you in the monthly membership for the online gadget store. And it'll go ahead and charge you your first month's fees. They can send you a voucher in your email worth $125 to use on any in-store purchases that you get every month for being a member.
Well, I don't want to be a member.
All right.
Kind of like a one. Are you involved with this at all, or? Cause I think I got another charge now at the end of December.
At the end of December, let's see. I see where they tried to charge you again on 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of December, but none of them went through.
That's because I cut it off.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know what that was. I didn't.
Oh yeah, I don't blame you.
They don't tell you that.
Yeah. In the terms and conditions that are a bunch of legalese that I feel like you need a law degree to understand sometimes. It did say it in there somewhere, but I don't blame you. I completely understand what you're saying. So I've got you canceled out here. Would you like a cancellation number for your records?
What are you going to cancel?
That membership, just to make sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not trying. I just made sure it's not going to try to charge you for anything else anymore, basically.
Yep. Get rid of that. So.
Mm-hmm. And would you like this cancellation number? For your records?
That's all right. Just get rid of it and be done with it, because I don't want to do that anymore. So.
All right. Well, you are canceled out. Is there anything else I can do for you today, Mr. Mike?
No, that would be good.
All right. Well, thank you again for calling customer service. I've been Kyle, and hope you have a great day and Happy New Year's.
All right. Thanks. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now.